Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Today I want to talk to you about whatever it takes. Somebody say whatever it takes. You know, in Philippians 3, 11 through 13, there's a scripture, it's in the Living Bible. I liked that version for this particular point that I was trying to make. It says, so whatever it takes, I will be one who lives in the fresh newness of life, of those who are alive from the dead. Come on, think about that. I don't mean to say that I'm perfect. I haven't learned at all I should even yet, but I keep working towards that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved for me and wants me to be. Come on, think about that. But see, to get there, it takes that first line. So whatever it takes. You know, I've not always done whatever it takes in my life. Can anybody say amen? There's a time in my life, because February is love month, right? You know that, right? So we're talking a little bit about love today. But come on, guys, you got 9 days. Listen to me. Hold on, everybody. Pause for a minute. You have 9 days, guys, till Valentine's Day. Don't blow it again this year. Okay? Don't blow it. You know, she says she doesn't want flowers. She really wants flowers. Okay? I'm going to help you. You know, come to men's group. We'll tell you all the things that women tell you that aren't really true, you know? She doesn't want to go to dinner. She really wants to go to dinner, and she wants to go somewhere nice. Okay? If she says, oh, it doesn't matter to her, it really matters. Okay? So put all that aside, get your act together and go out and get the chocolate, get the flowers, get the dinner, you know, and make it a wonderful day for your beautiful bride because she's worth it, right? And my wife's like, yeah, mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah. But anyway, I've not always done whatever it takes in my life. I've not always done it. I think some of you are probably the same way when it comes to loving my wife. I've failed. She's like, amen, amen, pastor, amen. But you know what? When it comes to loving people, I've failed many times in my life as well. I haven't always done whatever it takes to love the people around me in my life. How many of you guys know it's easy to get on board with the whole, yeah, whatever. I don't want nothing to do with them. Tell them, just get away from me, or I'm just ignore them. Nope, not taking that call. Right? It's the love month. I'm coming for you. Okay? But how about this? I have failed even more times in loving God in my life, okay? And that's what I love about God is that he doesn't hold that against me because there's a reason, and I want to teach you that reason today as to why we never seem to kind of be able to make that connection with our spouses, with our children, with our people in our lives, our neighbors, our coworkers. There's this disconnect that's happening out there when it comes to loving people, and it takes a whatever it takes attitude to overcome that, to break through that, and to get to this place where you can function and do life together with people in the way that God has intended for us to do life together. So do you guys want to learn what that is? Because I've loved you if I want to. I've loved you if it benefits me. In my life, I'm talking about me, not you. I know you would never do that. Okay, but I have place conditions on people. I have put conditions in the row and said, if you do this, I will love you. If you act this way, I will love you. If you don't do these things, I will love you. And that's where the breakdown is. You see, we all do it somewhere in our lives, don't we? Come on, we do it. We put conditions on love. And, you know, how do you know if somebody's love for you is conditional? Think about that for a minute. You know what conditional love is. You've felt it. You know it. You know it in your life. But nobody wants to experience love that way. I don't want to experience conditional love when it comes down to it. But, you know, I think few people really recognize the signs of conditional love in your life. And I want to kind of give you some ammo. I want to give you some weaponry to come at love in general in life the right way so that you can understand how it works and you can understand how the enemy uses it in your life. And I think some of you are going to be surprised when you see how much conditional love has actually affected you in your life. So what is conditional love? Let's look at that for a second. Conditional love is a type of love that is based on conditions. Shocker. Right? Say conditions. You know, circumstances that a person feels needs to be present in order for them to love you, or for in order for them to like you even, or in order for them to work things out with you in their lives. In order to give love to somebody else, you have to meet their conditions. Everybody's looking at each other going, is he talking about me? Yes, I'm talking about you. We'll just square it up. It's all of you. Love from a person that is conditional will disappear during difficult moments. It'll vanish. It'll be like, whoa, I thought you loved me. You know, person that is under conditional love will withhold love to try to gain something from you. They will pull back and say, if you do this, I will do this. That's conditional love. Do you realize that conditional love is the cause of all of your problems? In your life, your anxiety, your fear, your depression, it's all rooted in conditional love. You've been fighting to gain acceptance and feel loved and understand how life works, and this conditional love is actually taking you for a ride, and you've tried to meet all the conditions and you've fallen short, and now you're depressed because you don't feel like anybody loves you. And that's what we're going to attack today. What are we going to attack it with? Unconditional love. You see, unconditional love is love without conditions. I'll let that sink in for a second. How do we love without conditions? There's a way to do it, but it's tricky. So we've got to learn how to do that. See, a person is able to love you at your lowest and at your highest, and they give you love freely. That is unconditional love. When they give you love when, you know, they want to, but they're also willing to give you love when you need it and they don't feel like it. See, when you compare conditional love to unconditional love falls short. It tanks. It's so easy to spot. When you have the ability to put it up against unconditional love, conditional love is easy to spot. It's like, there it is. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. And now with understanding and knowing how unconditional love works, you now have a weapon to battle conditional love in your life, and it'll teach you how to love other people unconditionally. And that takes sacrifice. We're going to learn about that. So is this making sense? You guys seeing this? Because this is important. You know, you've struggled with self-esteem issues. You've struggled with anxiety. You've struggled with depression. And I know why. It's because you've been conditionally loved. I'm letting it sink in a little. Is it sinking in? Every problem you have is because you've been loved with conditions. And we can actually fix that. But see, we've got to fix it in us and start to sow it. Like I was telling you, sowing that seed, we've got to start sowing that unconditional love. And then we will begin to reap unconditional love from those around us that we are loving in spite of our desire not to love them. Then we will receive that love back, and then our self-esteem will be boosted and our depression will vanish. And we'll understand that, you know what? It's not about me. See, that's the whatever it takes that I'm talking about. That's what I mean when I say whatever it takes. That's why we need Jesus. Because how many of you guys know that God is love? And God is unconditional love. He's not conditional love. You know what conditional love is, right? It's religion. Religion is conditional love, and Jesus is unconditional love. And that's why the world is out there looking at religion and they're going, I don't want anything to do with God, because the enemy has painted this picture of God as this guy who loves you under the conditions that if you'll do what's right, if you'll act the right way, if you'll wear the right clothes, if you'll get a haircut, he will love you. But what that's the farthest thing from the truth. God loves you already. He commended his love towards you that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. He laid his life down for you. He became a servant and unconditionally loved you in spite of yourself, knowing that you would stand in the midst of him and give him conditional love, even though he was giving you love with unconditions. And he reached out to you and he gave his life so that you could be lifted up and actually experience the blessings of God in your life. That's what unconditional love is, and that's the power of God unto salvation, is unconditional love. Ephesians 3:17, God's love is unconditional towards us, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in what? Love. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Think about that. And that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. What is the fullness of God? Unconditional love. You're full of God. You're full of his love, and that love is unconditional, and you can pour it out into the lives of other people and see their lives transformed. And then in the process of their lives being transformed, your life is going to be transformed. And you're going to find your purpose as you reach out to others with the unconditional love of God. You're going to find your purpose. You're going to find the love of God that surpasses all understanding, because it's unconditional. We can't fathom it in our brains. We have to experience it through the power of his spirit, through the power of his presence. It's the only way you're going to be able to experience it. You can't knowledge your way into unconditional love, because you'll always put conditions on it with your brain. Yeah, God will love me, but man, I didn't read my Bible today. I wonder if he's upset. He's probably mad. Maybe I should pray, but you know what? If I pray, I might say the wrong thing, and then he might get upset again. I might act selfishly and ask for something. You know what I mean? Instead of just recognizing and knowing that in spite of yourself, God loves you. It's that simple. That's what unconditional love says. It says, in spite of you, I love you. In spite of your inability to do all the things that you need to do the right way and follow the rules and the conditions of love, I'm going to love you anyway. Even though you went out and partied last night and still made it to the late service. Even though you ate two meals yesterday because you ate seven hot dogs at the outreach and then had hot dogs again at God's Rock and then went to Outback afterwards, I'm still going to love you. Let's go. with chili slaw and cheese on every one of them. They were so good. What? My wife's like, seven? I thought you only had two. That's what I told her. It was two every 10 minutes. I just didn't. I left the reciprocating factors out. No. It was a bad day. I won't lie. I got on the scale. I was like, yeah, it was a bad day. But anyway, the whatever it takes attitude, that's what we're going to have, you know, when it comes to our walk with God and with loving people unconditionally. And that is this. Whatever it takes attitude? You know, let's look at that for a minute. That means that it's all up to God and that's okay with you. It's all up to God and that's okay with you. You're so focused on God and pursuing Him with all of your heart that it doesn't matter what circumstances come up. It doesn't matter what God tells you to do. You're willing to do it in spite of your desire to want your own way. You're willing to say, God, I'm willing to surrender my way and allow you to love someone through me. And that sometimes is painful. That means you got to understand that sometimes things get a little uncomfortable in the unconditional love world. Say uncomfortable. You know, we came after you guys that frequent the back row. We moved all the comfortable chairs to the front. It wasn't just for this. We're trying to let you know that, you know what? The back row is one step from the back door, which is one step from you not being in church. So make your way to the front. We don't bite on the front row, do we? Actually, they're just so wide, these chairs, that you couldn't hardly get through back there. But that was the real reason. Maybe. But love is going to cost you comfort. It's going to cost you something to love unconditionally in your life. And you're going to be made uncomfortable to do the will of God in your life sometimes. You're going to have to take a step. You're going to have to make a stand sometimes and go, I'm not budging from what God has told me to do in this moment. There's a story about that in the Bible. It's in Daniel chapter 3. You guys heard the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Some of you guys are like, no, Pastor, it's my first day in church. I've never heard that story. Well, I'm going to tell you then, okay? For the rest of you, we're going to refresh your memory on the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay? These are three Hebrew kids that got taken into captivity into Babylon when Babylon captured Jerusalem, and they were taken off to King Nebuchadnezzar, and he took the wisest young kids, and he was going to indoctrinate them and make them into people that served his kingdom. Sounds a little bit like the devil, doesn't it? He's trying to do that with the generation of college kids and young teenagers and stuff right now. He captures you and then he says, you're going to do all these things. You're going to fulfill these conditions and I will love you. So what were the conditions for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I'm going to make this idol. I'm going to build this golden idol of myself. And you're going to all bow down and worship me when the trumpet blows, when the music plays, and everybody did it except for these three guys. And Daniel, can't leave him out, but he's not in this story. He got thrown in the lion's den. It's a little different than the fiery furnace. Not much different. Same result, supposed to be. But so King Nebuchadnezzar had this statue and everybody bows down and worships him. Except for those three, they would not compromise their faith. They were willing to get uncomfortable and take a risk to say, I'm not bowing down to you. We got to do that more to the world. Because the world is it's preaching conditional love to you. It's saying if you act this way, if you do these things, if you operate under these conditions, we'll all love you and you'll be popular and you can be a celebrity and you can have all this great things and you can be wealthy and all this stuff if you'll do what we tell you to do and conform to our ways, conditional love. You see it, right? See, Satan is a conditional lover. If you do what he wants, then he'll love you. He'll give you things. But the minute you say, no, I'm going to live my life for Jesus, he's coming for you. He's coming for you. So anyway, these guys refused to bow down. Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage, he gave the command to bring them forward. And now, you know, he said, if you're ready to hear the horn, the flute, and the trumpet, he gives them one last opportunity. Bow down. Please, bow down. He didn't want to hurt them. He actually liked them. And they're like, nope. Said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. This is verse 17. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. He's like, we are not going to bow to your conditional love. So he's full of fury at this point. And it says here, the expression on his face changed towards them. You realize when you start to love people unconditionally in the world that the world's face is going to change towards you. If you're fitting in, if you're feeling nice and conformed, and everything seems to be like you're not being persecuted, the world's not giving you a bad rap, then you might need to start loving unconditionally a little more. You might need to start working on that. But he commanded his mighty men to throw them bound into the fiery furnace, okay? This is a crazy Bible story for those of you who've never heard it. You know, they literally throw these kids in the fiery furnace. It's right here. And then the three men fell down bound into the midst of the burning furnace, and King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. And he rose up in haste, it says, and he ran to his counselors. He said, didn't we cast three people in there into the midst of the fire? And they answered, and they said to the king, true, O king. He said, look. And he answered, I see four men in there, and they're all loose. They're not tied up anymore in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the form of the fourth one is like the Son of God. God protected them from the fire. Why? Because they made a stand. They stood for God in a moment when the world tried to force them to live their lives a different way. Says the, you know, bottom line is this, they were put in a very uncomfortable position. Would you say the fiery furnace could have been uncomfortable? I don't know that it was for them because said none of, I mean, their hair didn't get burned up. Their clothes didn't get burned up. So Nebuchadnezzar, he's freaking out. And they came out of the fire, and he's like, you know, nothing, not even a smell of smoke on them. God wants to take you through the fire of life, man, and unconditional love is the key. Wants to take you through the fire and have you come out with the world going, what just happened? I can't believe that just worked for you. You're supposed to be dead. I've been through those fires. You know, I'm supposed to be dead. There's probably a few more people in here are supposed to be dead, right? But God. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. You see, the king's heart was changed by their attitude to do whatever it is that God said. And when they did that, God honored them and he showed up powerfully for them. And that whatever it takes attitude changed the heart of the king. And it changes the heart of people in this world when we begin to approach people from the perspective of unconditional love, and we begin to love them in spite of their shortcomings, in spite of their attitudes, in spite of their inability to serve us and do everything we need done, right? I mean, when I get bad, horrible service at a restaurant from a server, I tip them $100. Some of these servers are like, man, come over. I'll mistreat you any day, Pastor. I'll totally dog you out, man, if you're going to give me a $100 tip. But what is that? That's unconditional love. It says, you know what? Maybe you're having a bad day today. Maybe you just weren't feeling up to it. Maybe you just ignored us. But you know what? When we did that, we actually did that at a restaurant, and the server came running out in tears, and she said, I totally mistreated you. I totally didn't treat you well. I was angry. It wasn't about you, but I took it out on you guys. And I'm blown away. Thank you so much. And you know what? She never acted that way ever again. We walked in. Hey, how are you guys? Good to see you. Yes. You know, but what was the breakdown? What won her in that moment? It was unconditional love. We could have put conditions on her and stiffed her. Some of you guys are like, he's challenging my tipping. Oh my gosh.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. God's Rock presents a free Christian rock concert with artist Armor of God from Orlando, Florida. It's going to be February the 18th at 7 p.m. at the God's Rock campus here at Lighthouse Christian Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. For more information, you can give us a call at 321-749-7222. 3-4 or go to our website at godsrock.life.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.